This is The Guardian.
Hi, Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal Land. Earlier this year, Guardian Australia released a 7-part investigative series into the life and ambition of Australia's richest person, Gina Rinehart. It's deeply researched and reported and was nominated for a Walkley Award and named one of Apple's best podcasts of 2025. And since its release, Gina herself continues to be in the news. Like when her company claimed helicopter pads are a necessity of modern business. Or when she was spotted at Donald Trump's Halloween party. So if you missed it the first time, here it is again. Gina.
Just a warning before we begin. This episode contains references to outdated, offensive language and reference to events that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples may find distressing. It also contains the names of Indigenous Australians who've died. Listen with care.
When people hear that I work with First Nations artists here in Australia, they say, oh, so the thing about Gina Rinehart and that portrait.
Do people often complain about their portraits?
No.
People internationally have heard that story, have seen the memes that has been created. You know, it's become a pop cultural phenomena. Probably one of the most circulated images of an artwork in recent time.
It's Australia's Mona Lisa now, right?
Like, yeah, it is. That's right.
But you can't get past the grimace.
It would be polite to say the painting does not show Gina Rinehart's good side. She's given an enlarged forehead and several chins.
It's certainly not a nice take on Gina Rinehart, and having met her in person myself, it looks absolutely nothing like her.
There's something slightly uncomfortable about the image, which I think has captured the imagination.
From Guardian Australia, I'm Sarah Martin, and this is Gina, a podcast series about Australia's richest person and what happens when power intersects with other areas of Australian life, like art and sport.
Is what Gina Rinehart doing with Swimming Australia sports washing, in your view?
It's hard to think of another label that's more appropriate. So yes, I guess.
It's also about control.
I think it's no one tells Gina Rinehart what to do. Perhaps it all just got too messy and difficult.
And the Hancock family legacy.
This is long overdue, this story, and the power imbalance still remains the same, quite frankly, to this day. It's as simple as that.
This is episode 5, The Portrait.